Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop abandoning yourself, and start treating yourself like someone you actually care about. And this note, this one might sting a little bit because we need to talk about the way that you speak to yourself. The eye rolls, the insults, the what's wrong with you, the you've messed things up again. I hate to break it to you, but if you are constantly criticizing yourself, belittling yourself, tearing yourself down, that's not discipline. That's self-hatred. We like to soften it. We call it being hard on myself. We call it high standards. We call it just trying to be better. But when your inner voice sounds like, you're a loser, why did you even try? You're never going to get it right. Why can't you just be normal? That's not motivation. That's an inner bully. And self-hatred doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it looks like constant comparison, like never celebrating your wins, like replaying your mistakes on a loop, like believing you are fundamentally flawed. But here's the thing, self-doubt is human, but self-hatred, that's learned. Self-hatred is like having a little bully sitting inside your head, constantly pointing out your flaws. That voice didn't appear overnight, it built up over time. So now let's call this out, because most of the time, that harsh voice isn't even yours. It's internalized, it's the echo of a parent who criticized more than they affirmed, a teacher who embarrassed you, a coach who equated approval with performance, a culture who rewarded you only when you achieved. It's that voice that said, you could have done better. Why aren't you more like, stop being so sensitive? So you absorbed it. You turned it inward. And now when you mess up, you don't just correct yourself, you attack yourself. And here's what's really heartbreaking. You think that that voice is protecting you. You think that if you're hard on yourself, you'll avoid failure. If you criticize yourself first, no one else can hurt you. It's often why you make a joke about yourself, because you want to call out your insecurity before someone else does. I know I need to lose a few pounds. If I wasn't so ditzy, I could probably figure this out. It's because I'm so short. I'm so clumsy, I'm always dropping things. That voice doesn't protect you, it wounds you. Now, I want to connect this to confidence so you see how important it is. When you are constantly tearing yourself down, your body doesn't interpret that as growth. Your nervous system interprets that as a threat. When you call yourself stupid, when you tell yourself you always mess up, when you replay mistakes aggressively, your body goes into stress. Cortisol rises, your chest tightens, and your brain shifts into defense mode. You cannot access confidence from a nervous system that feels attacked. You can't build self-trust while you are bullying yourself. You can't feel grounded while you're emotionally punching yourself in the face. Self-hatred keeps you dysregulated, and a dysregulated woman doubts everything. A lot of self-hatred is tied to external validation. When you rely on other people's approval to determine your worth, you become hyper-aware of judgment. And when someone disapproves, you internalize it. But the truth is, there is no link between someone's approval and your self-worth. You're just giving it a link. People protect their insecurities. People judge to feel superior. People form opinions without knowing your story. And when you let their voice become louder than your own, you lose your center. The only opinion that has the power to define you is yours. But if your opinion of yourself is cruel, you will never feel confident no matter how much you achieve. Now, I want you to understand something. Holding yourself accountable is healthy. I'm not saying that it's not, but self-hatred is where we get into danger. Accountability says, that didn't go well. What can I learn? Self-hatred says you're terrible, you always ruin things. Accountability corrects behavior. Self-hatred attacks identity. When you confuse the two, you justify emotional abuse in the name of growth. You would never speak to your friend the same way that you speak to yourself. So why is it acceptable when it's you? I want you to notice something. The next time you mess up, even when it's something small, pay attention to the first thing that you say to yourself. Is it kind or is it cruel? Would you say that to a child? Would you say that to someone that you love? If not, why is it okay to say it to you? The voice in your head is so powerful, and it is shaping your reality more than you realize. Quieting self-hatred doesn't mean that you become delusional. It means that you become compassionate. When your inner bully says, you're not worth anything, you counter it with, I may feel disappointed, but I am still worthy. When it says, you always fail, you say, that didn't work out, but that doesn't define me. You can learn to tame your inner bully by switching the narrative. And here's the key. You don't have to become your biggest cheerleader overnight. You just have to stop being your biggest enemy. So if this note feels confronting, good. Not because I want to shame you, but because I want you to see how much better you deserve, even from yourself. You cannot hate yourself into becoming someone that you love. You can't bully yourself into confidence. And you can't build a peaceful life while waging a war inside your own head. Be firm, be accountable, but stop being cruel. Your inner child is still listening. And the way that you speak to yourself, that's either building your confidence or breaking it. So choose wisely.